All right, let's look at the women's side of things here, Jill. And while the four spot is still up for grabs, on the men's side, the top four have been set for the women. Seating can still be adjusted here, but everything was pretty much set last weekend in women's action.
I mean, again, Brett, the reason that we love the Ivy Tournament and this league is if you think about Friday night when the ball was tipped, no team had clinched. No team had clinched. And then 26 hours later, all four teams were locked up.
Pretty impressive when you think about it. And you look at, Yale, really, they had to come all the way back down 15 against Columbia to solidify their spot in the Ivy League tournament. And if they had lost that game, that would have left a door wide open for Dartmouth to sneak in. But Yale taking care of business, and we'll talk about that game. But coming back from 15 down, I mean, Yale deserves to get in after that effort.
Well, and it takes the pressure off of them playing at Penn and at Princeton this final weekend, because if they would have lost that, then they would have had to steal one of those games in order to get in.
Let's look at some of last week's scores, Jill, on the women's side. This was probably the surprising score of the night. Columbia blowing out Brown in Providence 90-74. A big win for the Lions.
I mean, and great coaching, you know, by Coach Meg Griffith, because I'm pretty sure it was last week that I was just saying their offense was pretty stagnant. Seemed as if they're all watching Zimmerman, but to put up 90 is very impressive. So well done, Columbia.
Yale beat Cornell 69-56 in New Haven. It was Harvard beating Penn 55-52. Harvard's just in another stratosphere when they play at Cambridge.
They wish that the Ivy Tournament was in Lavvidi's Pavilion, let me tell you.
What makes them so good at home, Jill? I guess that's the million-dollar question, right?
And it's a confidence and a comfort, and you know, I think Courtney touches on it in her interview. When players start to believe in something and they buy into that, then you know you see it kind of come to fruition. And so obviously Kathy Delaney Smith has them convinced that the home court is the home cooking, and they're just playing so well, and all of them are. You know, like again in their game versus Princeton, there's four players in double figures. They're just shooting the ball really well, and Kathy Delaney Smith was preaching the defense. You know, so Harvard has shot the ball well, but the fact that they're stepping up their defense and bringing that to another level, they're going to be, you know, off the road, they're still going to be a pretty tough team to beat.
Final game of that Friday night, Princeton defeated Dartmouth 79-67, and that was a game Dartmouth was in it early, and really the biggest turning point was, I think it was early in the second quarter, Princeton up 21-20. Couple turnovers, next thing you know, it's a 13-0 run, couple big threes for the Tigers, and that really put the game out of reach. But Princeton, they had, Allery was really a non-factor in that game offensively for the Tigers. Leslie Robinson had herself a night going into Sydney Jordan. That big man pass killed the big green all night, and the Tigers got the road win.
And you were right, Brett. I mean, they scored 29 points in that second quarter. And they shared the basketball and they took care of the basketball. And Dartmouth had 12 turnovers, but Princeton made them pay. And we talked about that, Brett, that against teams like a Princeton and Penn, when you turn the ball over, they're going to capitalize on it.
And that was actually one of the better turnover rates that Dartmouth has had this season, and it still came back to bite them. Looking at the Saturday contest, Brown beats Cornell 85-59 in Providence. Yale came back from 15 down to Columbia to defeat the Lions 66-59. And then, as we mentioned, Harvard with a 72-58 win over Princeton. Penn defeated Dartmouth 79-50 as well. But the biggest takeaway was that Harvard win again at home against the Princeton Tigers.
When you just wonder, you know, with Princeton's success, like since they kind of already on Friday, they clinched their berth, right?
Right.
They knew that they were getting to the palestra. Did they kind of just show up thinking that they could coast by with the win, where, again, Harvard was playing for, this was their last home game. They wanted to be undefeated at home for the season. So maybe they came in with a little bit more of a sense of urgency.
What do the seedings scenarios look like on the women's side? Obviously, you still got Princeton in the top, but I mean, theoretically, you were saying Yale could get a
yes.
shot at the number one seed.
Well, so look at this. I mean, it's Princeton's at 10-2, Penn 9-3, Harvard 8-4, and Yale 8-4. So there's a chance that all four of those teams end up being 10-4. Right?
Right.
And Yale would win. Yale would come out as the number one seed with their 4-2 record against the top teams.
And of course, Yale's got Penn and Princeton this weekend. So you can help your own cause if you are Allison Guth and the Yale Bulldogs. Let's look at this weekend's matchup, Jill, for the women's side. And we'll start with the 6 o'clock contest on Friday night, Harvard at Cornell. Harvard really just trying to get some momentum here moving forward. And you got Brown at Princeton, 7 o'clock down in New Jersey. That is an ESPN3 game. Dartmouth is at Columbia in New York City. That game is on SNY for folks who have that as part of their cable package, 7 o'clock tip-off down in New York City. And then Yale is at Penn, 7 o'clock tip-off at the Palestra. That game on ESPN3. Anything catch your eye on the Friday night contest?
I'm excited to see what Yale's going to do against Penn and Princeton this weekend. Like we just talked about, they can control their own destiny and really get themselves a top spot. And also just Harvard, how are they going to respond? They swept Penn and Princeton the first time since 2013. At Cornell is a really hard place to play. Is it going to be a letdown, or are they going to keep, you know, continuing to play really well?
Saturday night contest, the final regular season weekend here in the Ivy League. On the women's side, Penn hosts Brown, Dartmouth is at Cornell, Columbia hosts Harvard, and Princeton hosts Yale. And that wraps up the Saturday contest for the women's side of things.
And kind of two games that stick out, and like I said, Cornell being a tough place to play. Coach Bell and her staff have yet to win at Cornell. So they're playing for something. You know, they're seniors that we honored last weekend.
And it would be, if they sweep this weekend, Dartmouth, it would be the second most wins since their last championship team in 2008-09.
Right. So they still have something to play for, even though they're on the outside looking in. And also, I mean, the Yale-Princeton game is, I'm excited because Yale kind of took it to the Tigers in game one.
Who knew how big that win would be early on in the season?
That was all the tiebreakers. They were on the winning end of that. But they won 73-59. You know, Princeton was coming off of exams, not to give them an excuse, but I think Courtney Banger is going to have her crew ready to send a message back to them and get a win.